Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, which is Apartments.com. Apartments.com has more rental listings than anywhere else, so finding the perfect place is easier than ever, and so is finally moving in together. Just the two of you. It's a big step. Lots of new responsibilities, lots of adjustments. Most likely, they'll wake you up at odd hours to go to the bathroom, and you'll most definitely find yourself in trouble coming home late for dinner, and they might even unroll all your toilet paper next time. It's just what happens when you two find a new place together. But you're not doing it because you feel like it. No, you're doing it because you love them, because they're family. And that's why Apartments.com has more pet-friendly rental listings on the internet, so that you and your furry family can find the perfect new place together. Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place. Thank you so much, Apartments.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hey everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and this is a very special episode, and happy 420. I'm recording this at the end of recording it, and oh girl. Enjoy!
Ooh, not ooh. That sounded like a mating call of sorts.
Ooh. Oh my god. You know, in movies where somebody is getting kidnapped in France or something, and the police sirens sound like ooh, ooh. I hate that.
I'm not familiar with that.
You've never heard that?
I thought you were going to say, you know, when you're watching a movie in France and they're in the club and all the people in the club are like, ooh, ooh.
Oh, that also happens. Anytime I'm at a rave and a section of people starts doing, ooh, ooh. Is that what it sounds like?
Ooh, ooh. Ooh. Now you're doing half ooh-it, ooh-it, half French ambulance.
I want to do it, do it. Hey, have you seen...
I want to do it, do it.
What is that? What's that? Madagascar?
I think you're thinking, I like to move it by Madagascar.
I like to move it. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you say brother.
NASCAR?
Hell yeah, brother.
Brother! Have you ever been to a NASCAR game? Round? Match? Race?
I must have told this story before.
Certainly.
My high school used to have to work at the big NASCAR track race to raise money for our cross country uniforms.
And so that's why you're deafer.
Deafer?
Yeah.
I barely know her.
Alrighty.
Hey, whoa, guess what?
What's?
We both wore green.
You know, I'm very much in my green era.
Look at us matching green sisters.
Do you feel like your favorite color has changed over time?
Well, when I was a kid.
Go on. Set the scene. What did you look like?
There I was. Little short king with a bowl cut.
Okay. Were you always pretty skinny?
Yeah, she was serving twink. Okay, well, word. I was a thick baby. I was a thickums baby.
Okay.
I've always had an outie innie, you know.
What was your first memory?
My first memory?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, that's the first question on... I looked up 20 best stoner questions to ask.
You didn't even set the scene as to why we are answering stoner questions, and I'm also not done telling the story about my favorite color as a child.
I've heard enough. I got the gist of it. I got the gist of it. You had a favorite color.
The youngest of three boys, divorced parents, and my dad would buy us all the same shit, but he would get it in different colors. So he forcibly chose favorite colors for all of us.
No, yeah, we've talked about this.
And it was very, you're getting everything red.
And you got everything red?
I hated it. To this day, I hate red.
Red to me seemed aspirational. I was yellow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Jordy was sometimes yellow if they didn't have green.
That's cool.
I was always red.
For filth?
the first year that they added the colored backgrounds to photos for your school pictures, my dad made me get red background.
Oh my God. That was a dream. We never paid y'all were rich is what you just told me.
What was it, like $2 more for them to pull the backdrop down? I love the classic blue gray. I didn't want red. I didn't want purple. I didn't want green.
Honestly, one year I think I did get gray, and I had never felt more confident in myself.
Our standard was like a gray blue.
Ours was blue.
That was classic.
And if somebody got red, though, I was like, damn, that is. Woo-wee. I would know. I was like, that's like.
You were giving French ambulance. Woo-wee.
Yeah. You've never seen, like, what's a movie where somebody gets kidnapped in France? Yes. I swear to you.
You're telling me that the water swirls the opposite way of the toilet in Australia and the ambulances sound different in Europe?
I am promise.
What did you tell me next? They drive on the other side of the road.
Hey, you've been places. You don't know about the woo. You don't know about that.
I mean, maybe I've heard a woo or two.
Okay. Anyway, so what was your first memory?
Should we tell our first memory of getting stoned? That sure. I could do.
I was.
Are you stoned right now?
Oh my!
Do you think if I light this up, they'll hear it?
Oh, I hear it. I don't know if they hear it. I don't know how. Wow, he's doing it. I bought a bowl, my first bowl at
Joe's.
At Venice Beach. I was on vacation to California with my family, and I bought it. And I bought I think I bought three, like two to give as gifts. And I,
who are you gifting them to?
My friends in high school. And and I was so nervous when I flew home with my family with three weed glass bowls in my
backpack.
Did
your parents know you bought them?
I don't know. No. That was another layer, of course.
Whoa,
no.
Sneaky. Sneaky freaky.
What was but that was not the first time I smoked. The first time was we were watching Aqua Teen Hunger Force at my neighbor's house. And I was like, damn, we're crazy.
And they were all, hey, you want to hit this bowl? You want to hit this joint?
Yeah. And I was with I was with upperclassmen that were cool. And I was like, I cannot believe I'm here, man.
You were all past the Dutch, honey.
I don't think I said that. No.
Were you all past the Dunch Crunch, honey?
I may have said that. What is Dunch Crunch?
Dutch Crunch. You know the bread.
Yeah, that is something.
People in San Francisco are wet for Dutch Crunch, and I just don't understand it.
Well, as they should be. It's not regional.
It's not potato bread. It's not
potato bread. Oh, my God.
It's not brown bread from the Cheesecake Factory, brown bread from Outback Steakhouse.
My dad used to get potato bread, and I thought, what's going on in this household?
I insist it's better than plain white bread, but maybe that's just my stoner boss babe talking.
She does pipe up.
My first memory of doing weed was I had a crush on this guy in college, and he was a stoner boss babe, and so I would always go into the basement with him to smoke because it's the only place his roommates would let him smoke.
Oh my God.
And I was like, I could never. I would be like, you know who it was too.
Do I?
Yeah, one of the Mishy boys.
Do sign language at me. I don't know.
You don't know who the Mishy boys are?
I think I do.
It's me, you, and two other people.
I know who those. Yes, I know, but I'm trying to think of who between the two of them.
The shorter of the two.
Oh, my God.
So there we were in his basement.
Yeah, baby. I'm telling you what. I get it.
Yeah, and I was all, I'll smoke with you. And then he would always try to get me stoned. And I think, I don't know, I just wasn't inhaling right. I always like sucked at it. And I was like, I'm not feeling it. And then one time when I was there visiting, because I was friends with his roommate, we all went to the bars. Then we went back to his house. And for some reason, they had said, don't smoke in the basement. So we sat in the driveway of their college house and smoked in the car and had a pizza delivered to the car. And I actually got stoned that time with him, but it was so fun and cute.
Hold on. So what did you say for the delivery of the pizza?
We gave the address, and then we were watching for him. And then when he came walking up the driveway, we scared the shit out of him because we rolled down the window and we were like, peekaboo. We were like, wee, wee, wee.
No, you're all.
And we were like, can you just put that in the window? And he thought it was so funny. And then I remember that night, I got like actually stoned in his car with him eating pizza. And we laid the seats all the way back and watched out his like moonroof.
Oh my God, that's really romantic.
And no funny business happened. Just a couple of bros.
Nothing
hotboxing.
Funny, but you love to laugh.
I know. Mm. I was trying to make something funny happen with him all through college. I smoked a real cigarette for him. And the whole time I did it, I was like, my dad's going to be so disappointed in me.
Well, now your dad knows.
I don't think my dad's listening to the pod.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, they're not for me.
What are we talking about?
Real cigarettes.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm saying before that. I was going to say something about something, but I don't remember.
Well, we were talking about our first childhood memories.
Memories.
Did you have another stoner question on the list?
I do, but I'm not ready to leave because there was something I wanted to say.
Do you think we've told the people that this is our 420th episode, so we're celebrating 420? Do you think they figured it out?
I would have preferred us never have told them anything. And then, you know what? It's for the real knowers of things.
The real smarty pantses?
The smarty pantsies. Hey, who gets the middle armrest?
Oh, baby. I saw that TikTok. I saw that article from some travel expert. Is that what you're talking about?
No, but this is one of the questions.
Oh my God, I recently saw a like CNN article and it was like the official rules for airplane etiquette. And it was all the window seat person is in charge of the blind. It's up to them whether it's up or down. Nobody else gets to say anything.
I agree.
What did they say about the aisle person? Oh, they were like, oh, you're mobile. You can move. You can get up. You don't have to bother anyone. You can come and go as you please. And then they're like, the middle person absolutely gets both armrests if they want them. They're like, that's what they get for having the middle seat.
Sure.
No, honey.
Oh, no.
Because you planned last minute and you get both armrests. I don't think so.
Well, I want to see you argue with them.
I've given my secrets away on the pod before. I know how to make them move their arm. You want to know?
You touch them with your arm.
You either fake a sneeze or a cough.
Oh, no.
Into your like arm that's on the armrest.
No.
And then they'll usually move it because they think
I like the germs.
Yes, you just do a fake achoo.
Oh, you know what? I've been meaning to get a new sneeze.
Oh, I thought you're done with honk shoo me 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 me.
No, that's for when I'm snoring. That's not a sneeze. If it were your sneeze. If it were extremely sped up, it could maybe be a sneeze.
Honk shoo me 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 me.
Yeah, more faster.
I couldn't go faster. I couldn't pop.
How should be me? How should be me? How should be me?
Wait, did we decide that Mimi Honkshoe was a good drag name?
Yes. It's giving clown, because clowns, their shoes honk.
Not all clowns.
Not all clowns, but most. If your shoe honks, you're a clown. If your shoe does not honk, you could still be a clown. Not all squares are rectangles, but I'm telling you, if you wear shoes that honk. No?
Beep, beep, toot, toot.
Oh, I guess not all shoes.
Not all shoes.
Not all shoes.
Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Discover. Are you tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Thank you so much, Discover, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Lumify. Don't you just love when someone looks at you and says, "What were you up to last night?" Well, no matter how late you were up the night before, Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops can help your eyes look more refreshed and awake. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute to help your eyes look brighter and whiter for up to 8 hours. No wonder it has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. You won't believe your eyes. You know you can trust them, though, because they're made by the eye care experts at Bausch & Lomb, and they're backed by 6 clinical studies. Eye doctors trust them, too. They're the number one recommended redness reliever eye drop. The one and only Lumify is an amazing drop that will have people saying, "Something's different about you," in the best way possible. So check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. That's LumifyEyes.com. Thank you so much, Lumify, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip.
Hey, oh, this is a good question. Okay.
Yeah, I bet it.
Who from history?
Oh, God, you know I hate history.
Is an actual wizard?
Thomas
Jesus.
Edison.
Jesus, final answer.
Are we allowed to do fictional characters?
Jesus was real. He was.
What was Jesus' last name?
Of Nazareth.
Oh, damn.
Wait, was what were you really? Gonna say? Oh, a wizard? Who did you say was a wizard?
Thomas Edison.
Maybe, yeah.
How was he? The only reason he wasn't burned at a stake for that was because he was a man.
Tweet it. Thread it, baby. Thread it. And
if a woman had invented electricity, they would have burned her ass at the stake. Actually, a woman probably did. They probably burned her at the stake, and then out stumbles Thomas Edison years later.
As he does, Mr. Stumblina.
Check out my kite and my key.
Well, you know, it was a different time, and I'm sure a lot of men took all of their wives or women friends or women employees.
Or people of color.
Credits.
Everyone.
So, like, so who's to say, you know? You know, did man?
did you have a wizard?
Well, I said Jesus. Yeah, I feel like that's a pretty good answer.
Because he turned water into wine?
He was doing stunts and tricks and shit.
He parted. Oh, did he part the seas?
No, Moses. Moses could also be wizarding. I'm not really into the Bible, but I'm just...
Wizards in the Bible.
A lot of wizards. If they're going to act like it's real, it's a lot of wizards.
Did Moses actually part the seas, or did Jesus part the seas so Moses could cross them? I would like to know.
Finally, I think somebody's finally asking the question.
Finally call your catechism teacher and ask her.
Catechism? Anybody involved in a catechism? Wizard.
CCD, honey.
I don't know what... You mean Catholicism?
Yes.
Yeah, maybe the Pope, but the Pope even feels like a fake wizard.
Just because you're dressed as a wizard doesn't make you a wizard. Just because you wear shoes with honking doesn't make you a clown.
That's what I've been trying to say. That's what I'm trying to say.
And now we said it.
What was your favorite age?
Age?
Age.
Newborn.
Okay. Do you remember any of that? No.
Well, who didn't love being born? Who didn't love love they being
say,
alive.
They say being birthed is your first traumatic experience. I think most people don't like being born.
You're all, oh, now I gotta feel that. Now I gotta go touch grass.
Well, no, you signed up to do it. You signed up to do it.
Did we?
I think we don't log into this game for no rhyme or reason. We must have been like, I'm playing this one.
I'll take this ride. Hell yeah, yeah, brother.
Brother. Yeah.
Hey, this girl that I got stoned with.
Miss Girl?
This girl. This girl that I got stoned with when I was visiting New York a month ago, she was all.
What was her name? What was her name? Christiane.
Carly.
Carly. I was close.
She was all. She asked everybody the whole weekend, every time she was stoned, she was all, and how many pictures of you in the background of someone else's picture do you think's hanging in someone's house?
Oh, slow down. Okay, how many pictures are hanging in other houses where you are in the background of somebody's picture?
Yeah, it's like a couple took a picture at the park and you're in the background throwing
Who's hanging pictures?
That's what I said.
Did millennials kill hanging pictures? Picture frames.
Yes, they all have that like that 8-grid picture frame that says family. And then there's like 8 different size photo, but it all comes together as like one unit.
Who said yeah?
There's a child playing in the neighbor's backyard and my windows are open.
Oh my God.
I can vaguely hear them. Should I close it?
No, I enjoyed the. She chimed in. She had something to say.
Don't gender that baby.
Miss Ma'am. Well, she was giving. What'd she say? Hey, so the next question, how many pictures
do you think there are? So your final answer is people don't take pictures anymore?
Yeah, maybe 7,000.
Okay.
700.
Okay, 200, designer.
100. 100. 50. 50. I think I'm in more than most, so I'm going to say for myself, 100.
That's true, because if there's like a picture of them with like a...
VidCon conventions, I could be kind of around a little bit, you know?
Yeah, doing stuff, up to things.
But who has their VidCon pictures out and framed?
I have them, VidCon picture out and framed.
Send us a selfie with it.
Yes, and say, I love to laugh.
Yeah. Hey, was Niels Bohr right?
Niels Bohr?
Yeah.
Are you trying to get me to say who's Niels Bohr?
No. You don't know who Niels Bohr is. Neither do I. That's one of the questions, though, and I thought, that is a ridiculous question. Who the hell? Everything we call real is made of things that cannot be regarded as real, said Niels Bohr.
Oh, I thought that
the father of quantum theory? Oh, damn. Daddy. Yes, Daddy, I do.
I thought you were setting me up for one of those, like, whose cheese is it? Nacho cheese.
Like a D's nuts.
Who's D's nuts?
I'm one of my things that I'm up to in 2023 is I feel like I'm getting to the bottom of how to use a D's nuts joke.
Okay.
I can't be asked to do it right now, but I feel like I'm getting to the bottom of it. I really do. Because people often get me in the chat with their little D's nuts things, you know?
Wow.
And
Kids these days. Hey, I could be all, hey, did you hear who got hit in the face with something this week?
No, I don't want to do that.
And you could be all,
today's all about peace, nuts. Man. Oh,
that's what I was saying. I was setting you up for the D's nuts drop.
I don't think.
Guess what BB Rexa got hit in the face with at her
No,
concert.
No, 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 no. I hope nobody does.
That's how D's nuts jokes work, is it not? That's what straight men are up to.
No, you have to make me say something about D's nuts.
I think I did.
I have to say, like, who's D? I have to say, who's D's? And then you would say, D's nuts, or something.
I think my example was closer than yours.
What did you say? Something about Miss Who's what? What did you say?
Well, how are you falling for Who's D's so regularly?
Well, it comes in variations.
Got it. Well.
Yeah.
Oh, keep trying, babe. This is
you want to. Would you like another one?
I believe in those nuts.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Hey.
Hey. Can you hear that child playing in my backyard?
These questions suck. They're all like deep and shit.
Oh, damn. You want something shallow?
You want to talk about Niels Bohr.
You want to sing shallow?
Yeah, actually, but not right now. Just in general, yeah. It's been a while. It's been a while since I've listened to it. It really goes off in the shower.
Do you sing both parts?
I do.
And who's do you prefer? Whose are you better at? Do you change your range?
I think
I'm
better.
Do you mask up your voice when you do the Bradley part?
No, both are getting Tyler. I'm not giving Bradley or Gaga.
Are you giving falsetto and then what's deep? Bravado?
Bass?
Are you giving bass when you sing Bradley Cooper?
Well, I am all about the bass.
If I can reach the bass, get it out of my face.
Hit the bass, now the bass get lower. Radio says speed it up, I go slower.
Am I a Nicki fan?
Are you a Nicki fan?
I don't know the next part of that.
Pull up in a Tonka, Color of Willy Wonka?
Yes. Did you watch the Willy Wonka trailer?
Honey, yes. And that boy does not have the whimsy.
I agree.
I don't mean to be mean, and I think he does great things. And you know what? We only got a little preview. Maybe they put out what they put out for a reason. Maybe we see his transformation to Quirkify. I don't know.
Well, he loves chocolate.
Is this needed? The Willy Wonka prequel?
If they don't have a June Jambalaya cameo in the Willy Wonka movie where she takes a bite of one of his treats and says, it's chocolate, then I'm not seeing it. That's the only way I'm seeing it.
I feel the same way about Trixie Mattel and Barbie. How are you not utilizing Trixie Mattel into Barbie? I don't know if they have. Maybe they did. But as far as I know, they haven't. And I heard.
Why isn't she the villain?
Ooh.
Imagine the fun.
That's something.
Put it in the squeak wall.
Okay. I support. I saw a tweet that said she has to phase out her last using Mattel. I hope that's not true.
Can she just drop an L and then say it's not the copyrighted version?
I don't know. Trixie Matt? Trixie Matt?
Well, doesn't it have two L's?
M-A-T-T-E? Maybe I don't. Like a matte lipstick?
No, isn't. How do you spell Mattel?
M-A-T-T-L.
I think it's M-A-T-T-E-L-L. Oh, no, you're right.
Just M-A-T-T-E-L. M-A-T-T-E.
What if she changes her middle name to Matt and her last name to L?
Okay.
Trixie Mattel.
Okay. Trixie Mattel. What if she changes it to Mattel?
No, Trixie Mattel.
No,
middle name Matt, last name Tell.
Trixie Mattel.
Do you also have to change your chicken's name from Trixie Mattel?
No, I don't plan on it. And if they sent me a cease and desist, I would say, chill
this
out.
This chicken's middle name is Matt and its last name is Tell.
That would be excessive. Get them off the phone. Don't call me with that. How would that even go down? How would they get my information? Would they have you to serve me paperwork?
You would get served.
I don't want to get served. How does somebody find you to get served?
Oh my God. That's what, like, people's whole job is tracking people down and then walking
my
up to
my whole job is serving, too. All I do is serve, Mama.
All you do is serve these nuts is what you were supposed to say. You really don't know how to use that joke. Yeah, they pull up in a Sri Lanka.
Willy Wonka.
And they're all wee-oo, wee-oo,
yeah,
wee-oo.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they're like, excuse me, are you Trixie Mattel?
Yeah.
And then they say,
Trixie,
ma'am,
I barely knew her. Order in the court.
Hors d'oeuvres in the court.
Bring out the dancing lobster. Did you ever watch Amanda's show? She really had something good going on. What?
I wasn't all that girl.
Damn.
I didn't like,
we exist.
I didn't like She's the Man because it ripped off the ladybugs, and I've said it before.
I've never seen either.
Well, if you haven't seen the ladybugs, you're missing out.
Okay. Okay. Is Rosie O'Donnell in it?
No. Harvey Dangerfield. Plays the bumbling soccer coach.
No, I get it. Oh, did you ever see... There were a lot of movies with soccer.
Yeah. Bend It Like Beckham?
I didn't catch that one. The one... No, I'm talking like for young people. Like, was Bend It for Beckham for a kids movie or what? I never saw it.
Yeah, after you act like you know. I think it's for all ages.
I'm talking about like Air Bud 3 on the
field. That was
field
basketball. You have to. Oh, they did have Air Bud change sports. Didn't Air Bud play hockey?
I don't know. I did like the Mighty Ducks.
That's also a hockey movie.
And that's why I said I like the Mighty Ducks.
Okay, what sports did Air Bud play? Air Bud had movies featuring him playing basketball, football, soccer, baseball, and volleyball, respectively.
Okay, I would like to see all of them. I wish they could be a little bit more in on themselves, though. I don't remember the tone. Maybe I need to rewatch.
How long until we can just ask AI to give me a 1-minute mashup of Air Bud playing every sport, and then it's just there, and then I just see it in real time?
Yeah, that would be nice. If anybody out there is busy today.
If anyone wants to put together no more than a minute,
I would montage. Like to watch that. Yeah, I could work on it.
Okay. Do you think... Oh, whoa. Do you think the dog wore shorts in volleyball?
I don't think he ever wore clothes, did he?
Yeah. Or a jersey? It always had a jersey on.
Damn.
Did Eric fall in love?
I like jerseys. I think a jersey is nice sometimes. I have a couple jerseys. Do you have jerseys? Do you answer?
Yeah, I just got a new jersey.
Oh, yeah?
It's a mesh tank top. Does that count as a jersey?
Faggot.
Hey. The top questions about Air Bud. Number 3, did Air Bud only have 3 legs? Well, first of all, this picture for its basketball picture, only 3 legs are visible, so I do understand the question.
Well, he definitely does have 3 legs. I know that.
That I know that's right.
No, not like that. I mean, like, whether he has 3 or 4, he always has 3.
Unless he has 2. Have you seen those dogs that walk on just their back legs because they don't have front legs?
Yes, I have. And I support. You know what? Hey, Corey.
Easy to
did
hug.
Did I tell you? I mean, I've always said that, you know, I want to have like a dog sanctuary or something.
Yeah.
I really think I'm supposed to.
Let's do it.
I really got to like just like do it. Like the only thing standing between me and having it is doing it. Like I just have to do it.
Yeah, should we get neighboring farms?
Do you really want to? I'm not joking.
Yeah, I'm trying to live on a farm. Get me out of the city.
Hey, one of these stoner questions is, where would you most like to live off-grid? Mountains versus beaches is a classic icebreaker, says this website.
Well, as a Pisces, you know I'm picking that beach house, baby.
Ugh. Oh, that's so not me, and you know that.
I want to put my feet in the sand. I want to look out the window and see water.
You don't want to be... You can see water like on a lake in a mountain.
Yeah, that would work for me. I'm not exclusive to oceans.
Oh.
I could have a lake house in the country.
Oh, you're talking about like a great lake. Ew. Oh.
Honey, I was saying...
He's from Michigan. You admit it.
Oh, you got me, gal.
You know, people live on the lake in Michigan. It's a thing.
Hey, they got lakes in Parma.
If you had a house on the lake, I know you had a red background in your picture at school.
I know that. I know that. That's right.
Not a single person who lives on a lake settled.
Did you just call me a single person who lives on a lake?
Sure. You might be in a future life when we move to our lake.
Wow. Look who's coming to my lake.
Well, I'm open to lakes.
Okay. Dogs like lakes.
Dogs.
It's good.
I've never seen the dogs in the ocean. I want to do that.
It's good for their joints. Swimming. Easy on the legs.
What are you saying?
Who doesn't like being in a body of water?
I don't know. Is this a riddle? These nuts.
You know I had that waterbed in high school.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, I guess
okay.
We could do mountains if I just get a big waterbed.
River deep, mountain high.
They must make a king size waterbed. Do you make California king?
They don't make twin size waterbeds, do they?
My waterbed was a full, since you asked, since you're dying to know. Since you always most, bring it up.
At least it's a full, at most, it's a king California king waterbed.
That's what I'm looking for.
They do not make waterbed cribs. They do not make waterbed bunk beds. They do not make...
They should do the... what's it called when the bed has a trundle?
Underneath? Trundle? Or like, yes. it is the trundle in a wall.
No.
Murphy bed. They Murphy do bed not make waterbed Murphy beds.
Trundle is like, let me just squish this right out from underneath.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. You can really put some sweaters down there.
I think it's a little too close to grundle, though.
Grundle?
Wait. Do you know what a grundle is?
Hold on. Which one? What did you say first was close to grundle?
Trundle.
Trundle.
Pay attention, please.
Trundle. Yes, a trundle bed. And then what was the new one? Grundle. Grundle is like your groin, your crotch, your gooch.
Yeah.
Your gooch. Your grundle. Yeah. Is that a technical term or is it just something the two of us say?
Well, once you said it, once I said it, I panicked that maybe it was an inside joke between just me and friends.
Is it a grundle?
Hold on.
I think we say that.
Hold on. No. Grundle is on Urban Dictionary. So.
Oh, well then, yeah, the people have been saying it.
Yeah. The grundle is the region between your balls and your arsehole.
Arse, get out of here.
It says arse on this.
Grow up.
As of 2020, October 7th, grundle has been officially included.
In what?
Webster's.
You're on Webster's? I thought you were on Urban Dictionary.
I'm not on Webster's. I'm on Weed.
Oh. Hey, no. It's definitely been an hour or something. Right?
It's been more than 30 minutes. Did you have any other burning questions on that list you wanted to...
I couldn't. Are you hurting for a squirtin'? Do you want something? Give me one more.
We can't end the pod talking about grundles.
Okay, here we go. I want to make it a good one. None of these are worth it. I'm pushing back and I'm going to the next question.
On your shelf behind you, is there like a... What's that little yellow dog next to Luigi? Is that a dog? Above Rodney.
It looks Pikachu. Like a... That's a Pikachu.
No. Next to that.
That is a, what is that thing from, Animal Crossing?
It waves
and stuff.
You want to see it? They come in all kinds of colors and hairdos.
Oh, I love it so much. Hold on.
Yeah, I knew I recognized that little bitch.
What is this? What is it called? I forget.
I told you. Oh, didn't I tell you when I did, like, I kept my rainbow walkway on my Animal Crossing island, but I took out like a flower of each color and I added a color, one of those things. So there's like one hiding in the little flower walkway in like every rainbow color. Yeah, it's pretty cool. You should try it.
I've got to say, I have no clue what that meant. I could not picture. Will you say it again?
Okay, so I have like a rainbow flower walkway. So it's like
red,
I have orange, one. Yellow. Yeah. It leads up to my house. And it was like patterned and there were a lot of flowers like up the walkway. And I took out one of each of the, like, I took out a red and I added a red one of those things. And then I, like, took out a green and added
some. A gyroid. Yes. They're called gyroids.
So my flowers have little gyroids hidden amongst the rainbow pattern.
That's beautiful. It's so cute. Well, I have, I went, like, kind of randomized color schemes of flowers in my gyroid village. So it's kind of just like randomized colors. But at first I wanted to do like rainbow, like lined up. It was so hard. I was like, this is too much.
Do you have a little gyroid village?
I do.
Should you make a rival gnome village in its very Bloods versus Crips?
That used to exist, and the gnomes used to live on the volcano. But then I was like, this volcano girl, she's out of here. And I replaced it with a movie theater.
Where did
capitalism
the gnomes go?
Am I right?
Paved paradise and putting a parking lot.
That is what I'm saying. But the movie theater is nice. We're currently showing Rodney. The Rodney Story, starring Rodney as Rodney.
Wow.
It's giving...
Well, he is an actor.
It's giving... Jordan Sparks.
Jordan Sparks as Sparkle in the new movie Sparkle, where she sparkles.
Yes.
That's Rodney.
She already done Game
Rodney just
Rodney. Rodney gives me a rod to my knee in Rodney... As Rodney in the new movie, Rodney, the Rodney Story. Yeah.
Did you just say D?
No.
D? Oh my God, I was listening to this country song.
Okay. Okay.
And they changed the lyrics to WWDD.
WWDD. What would... Diana DeGarmo.
What would Dolly do? But also in the song, it's all referential because she got double D's. I thought country people are up to things. WWDD, honey.
Wow.
WWDD's? Yeah, something like that. the watermelon crawl. The Cotton Eye Joe, man, country people up to stuff.
You know what? They're doing what they do best.
Make do.
And they've always done that. Country boys usually do.
Good WW country boys do.
Country boys make do.
Should we make Livestrong bracelets?
For what?
That's a country boy's man, too.
Just as merch?
CBMG, baby.
You know what? The Livestrong bracelet like archetype is due for a comeback.
It is. We could make, you know, we could make it. We could make country boys make do bracelets in like American flag print and camouflage, and those would sell, honey. CM.
CB. MD.
CBMD. Country boys make do.
Do you know what country boys, do the people know what country boys make do means?
Yes, you've told them before that they put corn cobs up their butt.
Well.
And it is corn, and it is corn season, since you asked.
I didn't know. When I feel like corn season is fall.
No, we gotta get your summer corn, honey.
I'm over you, because you know what? You never played Stardew Valley.
Well, I know, and that's $15 I'll never get back. I could try it.
Why don't we do a farm together?
How does that work?
Because you can do it multiplayer, and you can have a farm with somebody else.
Do we have to share a house? Oh my God, can we make our house be a dog rescue sanctuary?
We really could.
All right, let's do it. I mean, I think if we start in the metaverse, we're bound to make it happen in the real verse.
That's what I'm saying. Okay.
All right. Well.
All right.
All right, designers.
Hey.
I think we've recorded for at least two hours.
Wait, I never asked the last question.
Oh, I'm ready.
Okay.
Give it to me.
See, that's not good. If you smoke weed on a boat, does that make it seaweed? Get out of here.
Weed people are crazy.
If someone dies in a living room, is it still a living room? These questions and
yeah. Are these puns or questions?
I don't know.
Ooh. One up or two down.
Okay. Oh,
it's like when people are like, will you spell I cup? And then you say,
I see you pee. That gives these nuts energy.
Okay.
It's jokes where the punchline is, ha ha, I got you to say it.
Yeah. That's it's these like, nuts.
Yes, it's giving like a, who is that little twerp? Who was maybe
you,
Richie Rich or something? Us. Richie Rich.
I watched one of them. Problem Child?
Maybe.
Blank Check?
Oh, I did see Blank Check, yeah.
How much did he write the check for in Blank Check?
$1 million. And he got himself a racetrack, a full-time assistant, a mansion. He was
would
like,
have been broke in 2 months.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And inside his castle, there was like a theme park or something.
A water slide from his bed to the pool, I believe.
Yeah. Maybe the dollar bill could really get stretched that far back then. Inflation, baby. Capitalism.
It was the 90s. Times were wild.
Yeah.
Okay, do you have one last question or not?
Kinda. This just says the word bed looks like a bed. That's not a question.
Kind of. If you got a big ass headboard,
but a waterbed, you know.
I'm
telling you, a Murphy bed. Imagine it like up against the wall, but it's a waterbed. It would plop down. Yeah, it would go.
You definitely have to latch it.
It would have to be. Water is subject to gravity, man. And like the bag of the bed would get all floppy if it were trying to be vertical.
Yeah, you'd have to sew it into the wooden frame.
You can't do that. That's what I'm saying.
Baby, it's 2023. You can do a lot these days. Somebody can make us a video of Air Bud playing all the sports. You ask and you shall receive, honey.
Do you hear that dog?
No.
Oh, croutons.
Is it saying I want a sanctuary?
It may be. I don't know. Hey, I gotta go.
All right, toodles.
No, wait. Where can people find you?
You can find me in the waterbed market, man. I gotta bring it back. I gotta get another.
The WWJD market and the waterbed market, they're both due for resurgences. Maybe that's our like joint venture.
Yes.
A joint venture, man.
Oh, my God. Like we came up with such a joint venture on 420. Hell yeah, yes. Brother.
Brother. Okay, bye.
Wait, where can people find you?
It's really hard to say.
Okay, good. Time is a social construct.
You can find me on Twitch, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Fridays, and Sundays, and you are welcome to join.
Hey, how come Tuesday comes first? Why not Sunday? Sunday, Tuesday?
Because I put out my schedule on Monday, and so Sunday feels like the end of the week for me.
Okay, I regret asking.
Okay!
Just kidding.
No, you're right, though. I've thought about that.
All right.
Well, who put the alphabet in order? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying, man?
Who put those? Well, they wanted it to be a song.
Maybe. We don't know that.
Who did put the alphabet in order? I think our stoned questions were way better than any of the ones on that sheet you pulled up. Anyways, goodbye, brother.
The brain named the brain.
Oh, no. Did you think the grundle named the grundle?
No, the brain named the grundle. The
not
grundle
all,
named
not all and egg, grundles. Chicken and egg, chicken not and egg. All grundles wear honky shoes.
Okay, something to stink about. I gotta go. Bye.
Bye.